G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line, season 2014. The boys are on a bit of a roll here at making the nut. What are you thinking this week, Sting?
I'm thinking we were pretty lucky on Sunday in the Twilight game. It was looking fantastic with 5 or 10 minutes to go and then got increasingly more tenuous and a point and a half in the end.
Never in doubt.
More than enough.
Never in doubt.
Alrighty, let's kick things off Friday night. We're at the MCG for Richmond hosting Sydney. The Tigers getting about 5 goals start, total points line mid-180s.
I'm not going to play this game, personally. Two sides that I just struggle to get a bearing on generally. I think the total points is probably about right, given that the Tigers have been struggling to score a little bit. But that said, the Tigers generally play reasonably well. It's hard to say that they generally play reasonably well anywhere this year, but the MCG is where they play their best football, and it's certainly not where the Swans play their best football. So probably just a bit too much doubt all around there for me.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. Richmond got a good record against Sydney at the MCG in recent times. Couple of good trends here for the under in the last couple of years, but the Swans juggernaut's been up and about scoring points, and Richmond have been conceding plenty in the last 3 weeks. Just enough to tip me out of betting the under here.
Fair enough.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide hosting the Bulldogs. Port laying about 7.5 to 8 goals start, total points line around the high 180s to 190 mark.
Again, Port outstanding at home all year. They just continue to keep going. There's so much to like about the way they play their football. The Dogs have struggled to put scores on the board in recent times. That all changed on the weekend. Against the Pies in what was an absolutely outstanding victory and just a cracking game of football in general. But they showed a bit of dare, they showed some real positivity with the ball in hand and tried to move the ball quickly and that translated into a bit of points. So not convinced that they're going to get within QE of the power this week, but I think both teams have the capacity to make this line look pretty small, so I'm happy to take the over.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything too exciting here for a bet. Agree with the point that if the Dogs play the way they did last week, the over is the way to go. But if they play the way they did the weeks prior to that, they struggle to kick scores. So it's really a question of whether you believe last week was an aberration or just a clear change in their policy. Hopefully for Dog fans, it is a clear change because it was a far more enjoyable game to watch last week.
Well, you'd like to think with such a young group that they'd actually enjoy playing a bit of decent footy, and it shouldn't be that hard to explain to the lads that it's a lot more fun when you give yourself a chance of actually kicking a winning score.
Kicking goals is good, MK. No bet for me. Saturday afternoon again, we're back at the MCG for Hawthorn hosting Collingwood. Hawks laying about 3 goals, total points line, high 180s.
I wish I was in Melbourne. There'll be 80,000 at this game. It'll be an absolute cracker. Sorry, I just lost my point there. Pies got a lot of injuries at the moment, which is the converse of where the Hawks are coming from. The Hawks had a lot of injuries. They're starting to get some cattle back now. I'm sure you'll go into more detail in terms of the recent record between those sides, but the bottom line for me is that there's just been a shitload of points when these two teams have played against each other. So win, lose or draw, the overs certainly the play.
Yeah, I'm with the Hawks minus and the overs here. All about the head-to-head record. In the last 2 years, they played 5 times. Hawks have won all 5, all of them by 22 points or more, 4 of them by 35 points or more. All 5 totals have gone 203 or above, and 4 of them have gone 229 or above. High 180s line, if you get decent weather, I just don't see how the Hawks kick less than 20 goals. Mm. And they're not big on keeping sides to really known numbers. Collingwood, to be honest, I could see 20 goals to 15 goals, or 20 to 13 or something in that sort of terrain. Yeah. Hawks minus and the over for me.
The only reason I stayed off the minus myself is I know that in those games, Franklin's had a massive influence. Collingwood just don't have a real natural matchup for him. I know that their spread of goal kickers has been a lot better, but I think that their defence, even as depleted as it is, does sort of stack up a little bit better. And the fact that Cloak has kicked 11 goals in his last 2 outings could be a bit of a concern for the Hawks, given that Lake is only 50-50 to play. He'll play footy somewhere this week, but it might not be in the AFL. So that was enough for me to stick out.
Saturday Twilight game. We're at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast for the Suns hosting Geelong. The Suns getting about 2.5 goals start, total points line high 180s.
I'm pretty tempted. I was tempted to take the points here. Just Gold Coast are just really good at home. Geelong haven't been setting the world on fire in recent times. They're serviceable. They'll always be solid. But I think this could be a bit of a trap game for the Cats. I'm not going to get involved because the class that they have probably should be enough. But against a very good side in their own backyard, I would not be surprised to see the Cats take a hit this week and actually drop this game.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I reckon a month ago I'd have taken this plus. Little nervous now about the fact that Gold Coast been beaten pretty easily by Adelaide, been beaten by West Coast, who can't beat anyone good. And suddenly it looks like maybe that win against North Melbourne was the outlier. Apart from that, they've only beaten the bottom six sides.
Yeah.
Just enough there for me to not want to grab two and a bit goals against a really high calibre side and be made to look dumb by Geelong winning by 10 goals.
100%.
No bet for me. Saturday night, we're at Etihad Stadium, the Docklands, for Essendon hosting Adelaide. Bombers getting about half a goal start, total points line, low 170s.
Well, it just can't get any worse for the Bombers, can it? I mean, no need to talk about all the shit they're going through with Asada. That is what it is. But the fact that they couldn't hang on to a five-goal lead against the D's on the weekend, they've just forgotten. They've just dead set forgotten how to play football. I was really surprised that this line opened as small as it did. Once again, the Crows haven't been setting the world on fire, but they've been playing very solid footy. I think they stack up really well against the Bombers, and I'm very happy to take the small minus in this game.
I can't bet against the Bombers, but you should. Bombers got a really poor record at the line off a short break, which is what they got here. Really poor record at Etihad the last couple of years. Adelaide really good as road favourites, covered 10 of their last 14. They just look a much better side at the moment. They're on the way up. Bombers are on the way down. I can't bet it because I just can't bet against my own side. That's how these things work. But you're well within your rights to be following Grego in here and having the Crows at the minus. The other Saturday night game, we're at Subiaco, Patterson Stadium for Fremantle hosting Brisbane. Dockers laying a bit over 9 goals, total points line high 160s.
We did discuss this earlier in the week. I'm not going to play any sort of over 100 points on this one. Whilst it is a big line, the Brisbane reserves effectively going over there. They've got so many outs. They're just whilst they've got some exciting kids in Asian, these guys playing some pretty handy football. A genuine top four side on their own turf. Percentage is going to be important regardless of how much Ross Lyon talks it down. I think Freo could win this one by 15 goals. I think they'll really put the Lions to the sword this week, despite the fact that they're not renowned as that really ruthless, big, high-scoring team. I think it could be 120 to 30, to be honest. So.
Well, this is the trick here. They could win this by 15 goals and it could still hit the under.
Yeah.
I've gone the under. Best scenario for Freo to be playing the under here. Home favourite, they're 17-7 to the under. Night games, they're 12-5 to the under. Break of 7 days or more, they're 29-14 to the under. All the planets are aligning there. And the two games Ross Lyon, since he got to the Dockers, has played against Brisbane Lions, both at Subi, 99 points total in one game where they won by 5 goals and 132 total in a game they won by 7 goals.
Yeah.
I'd struggle to see Brisbane getting to 50. Quite possible that they only end up with something in the 30s. Freo may well cover and still come in well under this line. 100 to 40 is kind of where I've got this game roughly marked.
Yeah.
So 168.5 gives me a bit of space. Happy to play the under.
Nice.
Sunday afternoon, we're in Western Sydney at Giants Stadium for the Giants hosting Carlton. Giants getting about 2.5 goals, total points line, low to mid 190s.
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure what this line is, if that's an indictment on Carlton or a pat on the back for the Giants. The Blues realistically should probably be five goal favourites in this game, but you just can't trust them to do anything at the moment. This is an easy lay down for me. I'm not GWS could even pinch this game. Imagine Mick Malthouse up in the back of that. That would be outstanding.
There'll be some compensation for the way the Bombers season's going.
Well, I'll walk away joking from this one. There's absolutely no need to get involved.
Yeah, when you think about what home field advantage is worth, this is probably a 4-goal line at a neutral venue, 5 to 6 goals if you're playing in Melbourne. There's no way I'd get involved in that scenario, so I'm not going to get involved here.
Yeah.
Total points line is high, but neither of these sides can defend, so that's probably fair enough. Pretty easy lay down from my perspective. Sunday afternoon, we're at the Docklands Etihad Stadium again for St Kilda, hosting West Coast. The Saints unbelievably getting more than 7 goals at home from a side that's not in the 8. Total points line in the high 170s. This is just a rabble, really, isn't it?
It's an absolute rabble. I mean, I think the Saints are a genuine chance to win this game, but you can't take a 7-goal start because they're a good chance to lose by 10 goals. It is that ambiguous what's actually going to occur. West Coast have got some big issues. Obviously, Glass gone, Selwood out for the year, Cox still in doubt. St Kilda they've done bugger all, let's be honest, in recent times. But yeah, look, I would not be surprised either way. Saints to win or get done by 100 would not surprise me. So I think that equates to let's do something else.
Well, the question there is, if St Kilda are going to win, do you think they do it by kicking a score? Or keeping West Coast to a low score?
They'd have to kick. You'd imagine they'd have to kick 14 or 15 goals to beat the Eagles.
Yep.
But still, that's one half of a pipe dream. Yep. So there's nothing there for me.
Well, this is my standard bet. It's a day game. I'm betting the Eagles over. 24-7 of the over in day games since 2012. Saints have leaked an average of 134 points per game in their last 6 starts. You go back to the Eagles against bad sides this year, apart from the one against the Saints where they only scored 80-odd, 134 against the Dogs, 123 against Melbourne, 188 against GWS. Josh Kennedy might kick another 10, who knows. A high 170s line at Etihad's worth a play for mine.
Yep.
Happy to play the over.
Good call.
And we close it out Sunday twilight in a game where I will not be playing the over. Melbourne hosting the Kangaroos at the MCG. The D's getting about 3.5 goals start. Total points line low to mid 160s.
Yeah, look, the D's under's been the play all year. I'm not going to take that on. Just they had a remarkable effort last week. It was really, really good to see them get that win. Even better to see them beat Essendon. Sorry, mate, but
we're not playing finals even if we make the top 8.
Well, that's it. Get used to that. Look, the Kangaroos, they were shithouse last week, and they've proven this year that doesn't happen twice in a row. As good as Roosie's got the D's working at the moment, I think North Melbourne win this one in the canter. I'm happy to take the 3.5 goal minus, take that all the way to the bank. But I'm staying away from the total points just because North Melbourne could really run away with this one.
Yeah, I was a bit the same. The lean to the unders here, but apart from the fact North Melbourne are just a far more potent side in attack at the moment than the Bombers, Melbourne showing signs in the last few weeks that they can kick a score. They put up, Collingwood game aside, they kicked 75 against Port, slightly more than that against the Dons. Anything that sort of number, and presuming North win, you've got the over. I could see them kicking 10 to 12 on North, and North quite possibly kicking more than that, and suddenly that low 160s line doesn't give you a lot of space. So even though the history for the season's going that way, I think the D's are just showing enough capacity to score, having got their defensive systems down, that the wheel might turn on that one soon.
No, it's a good call.
So I've got a total of 4 bets this week. I've got the Hawks, got the Hawks minus and the over, more than you last week. Hawks minus in the over in the same game. I've got the under in Fremantle-Brisbane. I've got the over in St Kilda-West Coast.
It doesn't matter how many you have, mate. It's how many you get right. That's the only thing that matters.
We both got 4 last week.
Okay. I've got the overs in the Port Dogs game. Overs, Hawks, Pies. Freo at the minus. Crows at the minus. North Melbourne at the minus. So 5 on this week and 5 winners, I think, from this angle.
Be very nice, wouldn't it? All right, good luck, folks. Punt well and go Queensland.
Queenslander.